Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chen, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I'm a big fan of your channel. The girl I was dating told me that she was using a dating app while still being with me. She told me that I was too late in making things official with her, so she left me. It's my fault, and I really took too long to do so. But I was planning on making the move on Valentine's Day. I told her we can get official now and seek her understanding and another chance. She told me that she found someone else interesting on a dating app in just a few weeks' time. I really regret this, and it's really eating me up inside. I really hope that she could change her mind. Hope you can do a video on this topic if possible. Wishing you a wonderful 2023. Cheers. Well, Chen, thanks for your donation as well as the topic. You were being romantic waiting for Valentine's Day, and she was being frantic looking for another man to fondle her flesh folds. There's that old expression that goes like this. Either shit or get off the pot. You didn't commit sooner, so she dumped you. She probably hasn't even met anyone and is just saying that to make you feel jealous and rub vinegar in your love wound. You have an Asian-sounding name, so I'm guessing that she's an Asian woman as well, and you know they have a much shorter period of time to get married than Western white women, so if that's the case, it's pretty clear why she left. Men are the gatekeepers of commitment, and women are the gatekeepers of sex. You kept your gate closed for too long, and she closed hers to boot. There's also the issue of if you're a super high-quality man or not. If you're the best that she can get, at least in the West, and you commit but don't propose marriage, she will usually stick it out with you. I'm not sure about Asian women that probably love their men as intensely as a female Vulcan loves her man. Usually if women haven't made up their minds, they don't wait long for men. They try for a couple of months, and if they don't get what they want, they leave you. It's worse than ever these days. Don't go back and beg her like some sort of desperate man. That just shows her that you have lower value than she does. Not to mention that she's probably going to be telling her friends and family how you're begging, which means that you'll embarrass yourself even further. Usually if it's the woman that dumps you, then it's pretty much forever. Mourn your loss, get over it, and move on. If this were 10 or 20 years ago and there was no dating apps, or their use was limited, she wouldn't be able to find a new man as quickly. So part of the blame rests with you, but another part of it has to do with technology. Without things like Tinder and Bumble, the pool of available men would be much smaller, so men wouldn't be as easily replaced. But as I mentioned earlier, you don't know if she actually found a new guy, or if she's just saying that to piss you off to get rid of you. How do you really know that she's telling you the truth? As you get older, hopefully you get a tougher emotional skin and be able to deal with the rejection that retards with breasts to shout. I'll continue with the video in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to East Asian women have an earlier expiry date and fear becoming leftover women clown world show. It's funny because East Asian women hold on to their looks a lot longer than white, black, and brown women, yet they have the fastest expiry date imaginable in their own cultures. Sometimes I wonder why that is. What else can I really say about Chen's situation? He knows what he did was wrong, which is a good lesson, so he doesn't repeat it in the future. The more important question should be, why is he here seemingly looking for dating advice instead of going Manchurian MGTOW monk candidate mode? To her, you've proven yourself to be what she sees as a user. You were with her without making it exclusive. I don't really know what else I can say at this point. So for the rest of this video, I want to cover an article called The Racist Roots of Fighting Obesity that claims that prescribing weight loss to black women ignores barriers to their health. Whatever that's supposed to mean. That it's racist to tell them to lose weight or something. The article says that lower quality water and air in America's ghettos is responsible for disease in black women, and not necessarily any weight gain. That these areas lack proper grocery stores and are food deserts except for the usual fast food joints. The article also says that chronic diseases like diabetes in black women or heart disease are mislabeled as lifestyle diseases, from eating too much sugar, no doubt. But instead, the article claims the reason that they get sick is because of difficult life circumstances, and not because they eat the wrong things, because they have more stress and pollution in their neighborhoods, it seems. So why does Scientific American, a once respected publication, promote such dumb ideas? How about it being a combination of stress, unhealthy diet, and a lack of physical activity? Not to mention genetics. So why just say it's all about racism, pollution, and poverty? Because then Scientific American can virtue signal to the black community, a community that doesn't even read their work on the same level that the white one does. That's what you get when you have woke journalism. But I think there's more than meets the eye here. I think the big agricultural companies have a vested interest in people eating more food and getting bigger. Oftentimes, Big Pharma is linked with Big Agra, especially after the merger of Bayer and Monsanto. First, they make you sick, and then they sell you pills to relieve the symptoms of the problems they created themselves. Do you really not think that people like myself and others that promote the keto or paleo diet or other anti-inflammatory low-carb diets, they don't see us as a threat to their business model? It wouldn't surprise me if they were the ones partially responsible for fat acceptance culture becoming more popular than ever. They probably don't care about how much pain you go through or about how your lifestyle shortens your life. They just care about their shareholders. I think that the fat acceptance movement, if created or promoted by them, is done according to plan. I think they want more than 50% of the population to be obese so that people with normal BMIs get ostracized in this new Wally world that they're creating, and pressured to also pack on the pounds. That they want everyone fat and walking around like human turkeys. I just saw that one of the companies that was selling the jabs is now selling heart treatments. Talk about a coincidence. Hopefully the Pentagon doesn't censor me for saying that, as they've been pressuring social media companies to stop so-called misinformation, even though it's factual information. It's almost as if the governments are waging war on their own citizens, trying to shorten our lives so they don't have to pay as much on health and pension services. That they're desperately trying to keep Western nations solvent and shortening the lifespans of the citizenry will certainly help do that. I think the woke propaganda is going to get worse, and if you try and help people slim down and improve the length and quality of their lives, then you're probably going to be seen as the enemy. I wouldn't be surprised if they impose some sort of misinformation guidelines for health and nutrition. Remember, these are probably the same people that created the food pyramid, which told people that their number one staple was going to be grains. Meanwhile, grains are just sugar in disguise, and are helping cause fatty liver disease and inflammation throughout the body. I think the corporations that profit off the ill health of their own people are worried that all the work they've done to get us to eat garbage is going to get undone. Why do you think they're pushing us to get away from meat? Funny enough, after I've had my pilonidal cyst surgery, I was told to eat as much meat and protein as possible to help heal my wound. I've also known oncologists that told their patients to stop eating sugar and grains the moment they're diagnosed with cancer. But now with the Ontario College of Psychology trying to shut Jordan Peterson up, and eventually schools of medicine being able to fine their doctor members for giving out advice they don't like, I wouldn't be surprised if oncologists stop recommending that their patients stop eating sugar when they get that cancer. Knowledge is power, and big entrenched businesses don't want common sense information floating around that threatens their profits. A healthy population doesn't bring healthy profits, but most of the population can't think for themselves, so they buy into the mainstream junk being sold to them by the so-called experts. It doesn't matter if they're presented with true information, they're more likely to trust the person or organization giving out that info instead of how truthful it actually is. You can really see that with COVID. I guess what I'm trying to say is that society is starting to stratify into two camps. One that's brain dead, blindly believing what corrupt institutions and corporations say. And those that can think for themselves and listen to individual experts that are usually on the verge of being canceled, and they make up their own minds, which is the way things are supposed to be. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the population doesn't think for themselves. But I think that's going to change once people that do think for themselves gain more popularity and attention, and then you'll see NPCs pretending to be experts because they will see it as a good strategy to get noticed. Right now, today's counterculture like MGTOW, which is hated by the mainstream, will one day be embraced. The same way they embraced geek and nerd culture while hating it back in the 80s and 90s. These people are nothing if not predictable, and governments and corporations take advantage of them as useful idiots. For example, I know a guy that works on Star Trek Discovery and thinks it's an amazing show, but he used to put me down for watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine. The same guys that first hated something oftentimes embrace it and only do so because it's socially acceptable to do so. I have no doubt that MGTOW will be embraced one day by the mainstream, and then they'll try and pollute it with their message. Today I'm just ranting because I see so much nonsense, and I want to use you guys as an emotional tampon to get some of my angst out that I feel. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chen for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that fat black women are not being smashed by attractive white chads, and not because men are even allowed to have preferences who they sleep with anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that leave you because you won't commit to them after the first date away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.